Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 43, Spartacus. Militia units from surrounding towns faced the angry crowd. The militia captain demanded, "Who is your leader?" The entire crowd shouted, "I'm the leader." This confrontation might bring to mind a famous scene from the 1960s film Spartacus. But it actually took place on March 7, 1799, in Easton, Pennsylvania, during what is known as the Fry's Rebellion. The Fry's Rebellion was one of many, like the Shays and the Whiskey Rebellions, that immediately followed the Revolutionary War. These uprisings rose from tensions between revolutionary ideals of egalitarian self-determination and problems of nation-building with a centralized power structure. In post-revolutionary terms, egalitarian republicanism versus centralized federalism. The Fry's Rebellion occurred in German communities of Pennsylvania's Northampton, Montgomery, and Bucks counties. German immigrants had been near the bottom of the social ladder since establishing themselves in the area several decades earlier. They were drawn to the fringes of colonial society by the allure of freedom from impoverished servitude back home. Pennsylvanian Anglicans and Quakers, however, considered them ignorant, lawless, and alien. Along came the Revolutionary War with its egalitarian promise. Here was an opportunity to socially advance by joining the cause, enlisting in the Continental Army, and proving themselves as patriotic and equal citizens. The Fry's Rebellion, like Spartacus's slave revolt, was quickly put down. But unlike Spartacus, who was nailed to a pole by the Roman army, the Fry's Rebellion's nominal Republican leader, John Fry's, the whole point was that there should be no leaders, got a presidential pardon by Federalist John Adams. Furthermore, the status of German communities continued to grow. As Germans fought to secure a place in the new order, they began proudly displaying their Germanness for all to see through quilting, illuminated manuscripts, furniture, and other decorative arts. This was the heady environment that witnessed the flowering of Pennsylvania's Sgraffito Redware, or Tulipware, as it has become affectionately known. Yes, tulipware is flowery, ornate, and pretty. It also denotes pride and determination in the face of discrimination and disrespect. There is no need for individual leaders in that effort, either. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that old rhyme stamped onto an 1880 Devonshire pitcher. Despise me not, for I am small. Fill me up, and I'll please you all.